It's time for the special end of year co-pilots podcast. Oh,
yes.
I can't believe it. We're mere scant hours away from the end of 2017. How was
and
your
the
Christmas,
world.
Rich?
I'm sure it was fine. Fantastic. I love everything.
What was your favourite gift that you received and gift that you gave?
Favourite gift that I gave was half of the present I got for you.
Oh, yes. I very much enjoyed that present.
Good. That was the point. That's why I bought you masturbation aids.
You bought me aids?
No, some stuff to help you masturbate properly. Because I've seen you going at it, and it is not pretty. You do it incorrectly. You're not meant to use the knuckles. It's with just one hand, either side, knuckles dug in. Not pretty.
I thought that's how everybody did it.
No. You are incorrect.
Oh dear. So what are we going to do for this very special episode? As it's the end of the year. It's a referential look back, if you will, at the year gone by and the TV shows we've watched, very much in the style of Hardcore Listing with Chris and Stu on the Distraction Pieces Network.
Yes.
You've not listened to.
Yes.
So what we're going to do, we're going to go through our top five shows, pilots of the year. The caveat being, if it's in our top five, it has to have been a show that we'd not watched previously.
A new show to us from the podcast.
Yeah, so for instance, because I watched Buffy when I was very young, I couldn't pick Buffy as being in my top five. So it's just been from entirely new stuff from this year. This feels very structured and professional. And I'm not
entirely comfortable with it.
No.
Like, we've gone very quickly from making crude masturbation jokes... to
some things don't change. So
to here are the rules that we have made for our top five. It's mostly so I can't just go, yeah, my top five is Gilmore Girls, seasons 1 to 5.
And I can't go, Love, seasons 1 to 2.
Seasons, yeah.
So at first I think we'll do, because we've got a few honourable mentions, so these are ones that just didn't quite make it into our top five. So do you want to go first? What's your first? Just run through all your honourable mentions and then I'll run through all of mine and we'll see if we've got any sort of agreement or...
Gilmore Girls. Honourable mention. Like, I can't... I've been mentioned every podcast since we, like, recorded that episode.
Yeah.
I adore.
I can't remember.
Watched it so many times.
How did you come by? Did you just, like, just go on it?
I had a couple weeks to kill. Between my last job and this job, and was like, oh, just looking for stuff on Netflix. I was like, oh, I bet that shit. Clicked on it and just went, oh crap. And then in 2 weeks watched 7 seasons of it.
That is mad how you do that. Okay. So you can't have that in your top five because you've seen it before,
because of the rules we set.
How many honorable mentions do you have? Is it just
three?
Three. So what's your second honorable mention?
The Crown. Because I want to watch more of it, but my top five is filled with things that I enjoyed slightly more.
Yep.
And things that I've actually watched all off as well.
Yeah. I'll jump in and say The Crown is actually on my list of honorable mentions as well. Because I enjoyed it far more than I thought I was going to, because as I said when we spoke about it on the podcast, I'm not a massive royalist and the idea of like a monarchy has difficult connotations for me, but I, having said that, I did really enjoy The Crown and I watched it on the train coming up to you when we did our podcast from the same route, which actually was
it was The Crown. I will probably watch more of it.
Your third honourable mention and
my
final.
Third and final, which was, this was the toughest choice, was Designated Survivor.
Oh, that's on mine as well.
Because, like, it's... Honestly, I'm up to date with it as well. I'm thinking I'm, like, a couple weeks off, but...
Because they just
watched
had
the whole
series
thing.
Two, didn't they, quite recently?
Yeah, it's like halfway through or near the end of season two. Like, it's properly good. Properly good. I really enjoyed it. It just didn't quite make the list.
I really liked it. Even though it was still... I still struggle with him in that sort of role. I'm like, well, he's just Jack Bauer, but he's so good in that show. I really liked that show, but it just didn't make it into.
Yeah, I liked the whole idea of the show, which is because it's one of those things that you can imagine people just going like, imagine if, and then they've just gone, let's just do it,
It's a fantastic concept for a show. I really, really did enjoy that.
And what's good is that the fact that they have to sort of rebuild, like, the American political system, it does a thing that a lot of politics shows don't do, which is sort of explain why things are how they are.
Oh, okay. I'd find that quite helpful, because I don't...
Yeah, it does. I could probably now watch House of Cards and enjoy it with understanding a bit.
Could you, in all...
Not now, no.
Because I was asking Leisha about that, and she said, well, you know, I don't find it that difficult to divorce the art, or, you know, the show, the music, whatever, from the artist. And I struggle a bit more with that.
I do as well, because I watched Baby Driver recently, and that was a bit sort of like, oh,
why do you have
to be like that?
Well, it's more than a shame, it's disgusting. But American Beauty... it has been like in my top five films of all time for probably about 10 years, and I'm still not entirely sure whether I can reevaluate it or you know, hold it with the same reverence that I once did, in light of, you know, him being a complete dick. So was that it for your honourable mentions?
Those are my honourable mentions.
Okay.
So I've got two of yours.
Yeah.
What are the others?
I've only got a couple more. So one of them is pretty obvious. It's Love. It's, again, like you for Gilmore Girls, it's only my honourable mentions because I can't put it in my top five. But just, we were on holiday in Madeira, and the week before that we were just watching the show, and it was just fucking brilliant. I absolutely love that show. The characters feel so believable for the most part. Even if it is set in Hollywood and that, so yeah, Love's on there.
You wouldn't stop going on about it until I made you watch Gilmore Girls, and you were like, "Oh,
I'm
done.
I am
fuck
converted.
Love, Gilmore Girls."
So, and then another honorable mention. I've only got two left, so it's Legion. There's another one, because
Legion would have been on my honorable mentions as well. It was fine for a spot in the top five, but it fell out of the honorable mentions as well.
It's
so good.
It was just weird enough. But just technically brilliant enough to save it from being too weird. Like, even the musical sequence.
What's good is that keeps up for the whole show.
Oh, good.
Like, that sort of level of, like, kind of what the fuck is going on is always omnipresent.
Oh, I've just realised I've written my... oh, thank God I did it in that order, because the last honourable mention I've put in my honourable mentions category, and also... in my
top five.
So I'll ignore that one.
That's good.